glass of water. Okay? And let's just pretend that this represents a baby who comes into the world. Now, the Bible teaches we're born with a sin nature, but we don't sin until we are old enough to understand and choose to do wrong. But so when we come into the world, it's clear water, right? And we slowly start making mistakes. Now, what does the Bible call mistakes? Caleb? Sin. Very, very true. Now, we Americans, they tend to say, well, my sin is not as bad as your sin. And I'm better than you because I don't kill people, but I occasionally disobey my parents or I lie. But here's what I want you to understand. All sin is wrong. There's not big sins and there's not little sins. There's just sin. And the reason that Jesus went and died on the cross for you is because you have this problem called sin. Now let's just say we don't think we're too bad. This is your life. But let's just say you just have a little sin. You may be, whoops, we don't want to spill this. You lied. Maybe your mom said, did you pick up your room? And you said, yes, and you really didn't pick up your room. Okay? Now, we think that telling a lie isn't as bad as killing someone, right? I mean, after all, you're not a mass murderer or someone who uses drugs. I'm not as bad as them. But here's what I want you to understand, that all sin is wrong. And that, do you notice what's happening? Is that one little sin is starting to contaminate that whole entire glass of clean water. And if I was to stir it, which, watch this, be careful now. If I stir it, is it clear?
No.
It's what? It's dirty. It's red. Now, you say, well, I didn't kill anybody. I didn't use drugs and all these things. Listen, God takes offense at our sin, and you can't fix your sin. There's only one person, and that person is named Jesus. He's not a Baptist Jesus. He's not a Methodist Jesus. He's Jesus. And the reason He went and died on the cross is because we had this problem. And the only way to correct that problem is to put our faith in Jesus to forgive us of our sins. When you do that, He forgives you and He makes you like new. And what I want you to understand is, though you might not be as bad as some people, don't ever compare yourself with other people. Compare yourself to Jesus, who was perfect and sinless. And He was able to do that because He is God in the flesh. And He went to the cross because you and I need help. So becoming a Christian is when you are old enough to understand you have a problem called sin. And when you understand you can't fix it and you need help, and that's when you place your faith in Jesus. And He forgives you. And then His goal is for you to do better, not worse. See, a lot of Christians made a decision. I'm not sure they made the right decision to accept Jesus as a kid, but there's no evidence in their life. Jesus doesn't want us to look polluted. He wants to clean us up. Okay? So take your sins seriously. Make sure you know Jesus, because He's the only way to clean up the mess. Okay? Let's pray. Lord, I thank